From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The Palestinian Authority stands accused of paving the way for construction of Israel's West Bank security barrier. That project has been fiercely opposed by Palestinian leadership, but an investigation by the Palestinian parliament found Palestinian companies with connections to high-ranking Palestinian Authority ministers colluded with an Israeli company to import cement from Egypt into Israel. Some of the lawmakers are convinced that cement ended up in the Israeli barrier. NPR's Julia McCarthy reports.
Members of the Palestinian Legislative Council allege that Palestinian companies imported 420,000 tons of cement from Egypt and funneled most of it to Israel over several months beginning last September. An Egyptian opposition newspaper reported that last summer, the Cairo government rebuffed an Israeli company trying to import cement, concerned it might be used in the construction of the barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank. At the time, construction on the project was accelerating. The legislators concluded that when Israel's deal to import cement directly from Egypt went bad, the Palestinian companies were tapped to act as fronts. There is no direct evidence that the imported cement was actually used to build the barrier, but in their report this past week, the legislators called the cement strategic material that in any case should have been used to build Palestinian infrastructure. Transportation Minister Azam El Ahmed was red with anger at the revelations during last week's council session. Why are we, the Palestinians, in the middle of Egyptian-Israeli economic relations? How did we get involved in this criminal mess, he asked. According to the legislative report, the PA's economy minister personally signed the permits clearing the way for the alleged bogus imports. He denies any wrongdoing. The report also states that two of the Palestinian companies involved were run by Jamal Tarifi, brother of the Palestinian civil affairs minister. Minister Tarifi has not been implicated, but the allegations about the cement deal triggered intense debate inside the council chambers. When one lawmaker tried to defend the cement investigation, he was shouted down by the Speaker of the Parliament. Abdul Jawad Saleh spat back. This is not a primary school, and I am not going to shut up. The Speaker had him removed. The council ultimately called for a criminal investigation. Lawmaker Hassan Kreshe claims the Palestinian companies illegally earned some $5 million, but he said that was not the real wrongdoing.
Money is nothing, nonsense. We are talking about a national conflict that is between Israelis and Palestinians, and there is a wall of hate. This wall of hate should not be shared by us to be built. That's all. This is a national crime.
The allegations swirling around the cement import case illustrate the image of corruption and abuse of power that plagues the government led by Yasser Arafat. One businessman told NPR that the PA had muscled in on his transport business. Mohammed Saeed, a name given him to protect his identity, claims that over the course of 8 years he lost millions of dollars to Arafat cronies. Like many Palestinian businessmen, he fears retribution and declines to give details of his case on tape. But he says the system of monopolies from tobacco to petroleum that the PA established has been a breeding ground for fraud and abuse.
Free trade is the answer. Allowing everybody to buy from wherever he wants and whatever he wants. The institutions of the PA are the corruption. If they wipe them out, then there will be free trade.
Government should not be in the business of making money. That's not government's business. Government should collect taxes, but government should not be in commerce to make money.
Salam Fayyad is the U.S.-backed Minister of Finance, who is credited with moving aggressively to clean up the kinds of abuses businessmen complain of. He admits to facing formidable resistance from some in the governing elite.
I mean, you're running up against vested interests that have to be dealt with. I felt that there was really strong popular support for it. And so the reform program does have an important constituency. Quite frankly, the only constituency that matters, the people.
Fayyad's arrival on the scene has provided at least a partial antidote to PA corruption. The former IMF official has, for the first time, published the budget of President Arafat's office, put the PA's once secret investment portfolio on his ministry's website, and changed the way the PA's security forces are paid, making it more difficult for President Arafat to dole out cash to those security forces loyal to him. Fayyad says ending corruption in the PA will create not only accountable government, but will allow the Palestinian people to focus their efforts once again on their greater goal of ending occupation. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.